but he brought up the Constitution and First Amendment rights, and then he discussed the shadow teams. We had 27 officers undercover and armed because one of them pulled up his shirt and showed his badge and his gun. And
accidentally or what?
No, on purpose, because people had figured out who he was, and so he was being a bit aggressive. But then he talked about how we were peacefully protesting, anonymous people, because we've been demonized for being anonymous, and anonymous people were peacefully protesting, and then when the cops come and then they funneled us down, that's when people got agitated and angry, and that's when people turned around and started saying, fuck the pigs and all, fuck the police. I mean, I don't say that, but everybody's right to say that, because that's not harming anyone. But then he then went, turned around and mentioned Dallas. And so he mentioned the police deaths in Dallas, and the DAs were quivering. They had, when I showed up this morning, there were 7 DAs in for this little misdemeanor charge for a girl that I saw have the police have his fist in her head, in her hair, and yanking her through the air and then slamming her down with all of his might into the ground. And it took me a month to find her because I didn't know her. I know her because of the police brutality, and I went to go look for her because I wanted to testify for her. And that's how I got involved. And I also saw how the courts were separating everybody and keeping all the cases separate as though we were crazy people walking in the street or drunk or, you know, demonizing us. And so we gathered everybody that was arrested, and we had meetings, and we shared our discoveries, and we found that some people weren't given hardly anything, and other people were given absolutely everything.
What do you mean given?
The halo cam coverage, not enough. So a lot of people weren't given
the evidence. You mean?
Yes, the evidence from the police. So some people were given not enough evidence to even do a case. But once all the halo cam coverage came out, once we had access to everything, all these cases are baloney. They're all baloney.
What were you going to say in court?
What I was going to say in court was I went through and forensically, literally partial second by partial second, I spent 8 hours going through the video of what Selena went through, because I couldn't find anywhere. There's no video evidence of what I saw. And I wanted to know that what I was saying was truthful. You know, because, you know, of course, you know, we're protesters, and so we're the bad guys. We're anonymous, so we're the bad guys. And Chief White actually had a video that said anonymous and anarchists are the same thing, and they just want to destroy our society. And I absolutely refute that. People's right to be an anarchist, but I happen to not be an anarchist. And I don't agree with, I think it's naive, but it's their right. But anyway, so to just lump everybody together and to demonize people just because they want to speak up. So I went forensically through the pictures, and I found a place in there where the cop actually lifted his arm above his head and went down really fast and grabbed her hoodie and yanked it off, and her hair went flying. So there was evidence that this officer, that an officer had the belief that he had the right to touch someone's head. And as somebody who's disabled, who has a lot of pain, especially around my neck, they could permanently hurt her. Why do they have to touch a head? They had her shoulders. They didn't need to touch her head. So that proved to me that that man already had so much disrespect that he thought that he could touch a young girl's head, that I knew what I saw was right. So I found the evidence, even if it wasn't what I saw. I know his intent, that he's willing to touch people's heads. And when I finally met Selena, she had a great big scab on her forehead. I'm not even discussing the damages on her hand, but because I saw her being slammed to the ground. See, the thing was, there was a car between, so I didn't see her land. I just saw her in the air being pulled, and then I saw him lift his fist with her head and then jerk it down. And then she disappeared behind the car, and I was in a wheelchair, and I had a mask on, and I started screaming because I'm a 3-time human rights observer from over in Israel and Palestine. I stood up to, you know, the Israeli soldiers, and, you know, and watching what the Denver police are doing to people, and standing against police brutality. I reactivate as a human rights observer, and I'm collecting evidence from families of the cops that are lying. And so it just made me panic that she was really hurt. which is when I was arrested, it was the same thing. I thought they were going to kill someone. So we've got to stop this. It's not acceptable that they think it's okay to take a person and harm them because their sensibilities are offended because people don't worship them as being cops anymore.
We have a dismissal in this case. Obviously, you're happy about that. But are you disappointed that that this information is not into the public record?
Yes. However, her safety, her well-being, and us having more and more dismissals is very, very important. But what is brilliant, the attorney, V. Iyer, when he started speaking this morning, I got into tears and I couldn't stop grinning because he brought up the Constitution and he brought up that we were peaceful. And then he brought up, linked back into the police brutality and now the increasing killing of cops, which is, that's not the goal. The goal is to stop them from being violent. And when people get so angry and they do bad things, so I am grateful in emotions part, before the dismissal, he brought up that everything that I have been trying to say, what I've been saying on the streets, the only thing that's not been mentioned, and I don't know if I would have been allowed to mention it, is the Israeli training. Israel's teaching our police now. And when I was arrested for my freedom of speech, actually for videotaping, I would have gone home fine and not been arrested at the protest I was at because it was over. The only reason why they snatched me up is because I ran up to videotape to make sure there was evidence if somebody got killed, because it was in the middle of the night and there were no witnesses. So I'm really pleased that V got the information out there. And it's in the public record, even though it's been dismissed. What he spoke, the truth that he spoke, is in the public record. And that makes my heart so happy, because what I had to say is so much less than what he did say. And as an immigrant, somebody who truly believes in this country, when I went to his office, he was very, very firm about, we are not playing games. This is, we're going to be respectful. You know, we're going to do it the right way. And I love this country, you know, and that's what he said. And I was really moved by that. And he used his passion for this country as a new immigrant to this country to be the good, fresh blood that we need. So when people demonize immigrants, he's exactly what makes this country great.